I'm Rocker, here with Rob Roberts, Jane, and Dom Lee. Ooh. And we're going to talk to Dom Lee. You know, Dom Lee, I hang out with John and Gordy right here on WMDX 92.7 FM every Friday morning at 7:30. And we do a Max Inc. preview. And, of course, they used to have their producer was named Sam. And Sam has left to go on to pursue, I think, being a history teacher.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Dom's down here, right? We're going to Civic Media. He's on the John and Gordy Show. He's their producer. But we don't know much about him. So, Dom Lee, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Rocker. I appreciate it. You're right. I'm not normally here. I'm usually behind the board. I'm usually clicking all the buttons.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the first time where I'm actually, you know, talking to people face to face, close. You know, I can like touch you right now, Rocker. It's different.
Yeah. He was also saying.
I mean, I can't touch you, but I could try.
I'm close.
He was also saying it's weird. It's getting darker where he's used to it getting lighter.
Oh, right.
Because he works at the morning show, right?
Yeah, they start at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Monday through Friday.
Right, correct. Yeah.
And wow.
Right after this, I'm probably going to be sleeping around 9:30. I promise you, because this is
past your bedtime.
What time do you get up in the weekday?
That's a great question. I always get up at 4 o'clock, but I have
whoa,
or 4 a.m. But I always have alarms set. I have like 3 o'clock. 3:20, 3:40, and then 4 a.m. And that's when I'm like, okay, I have to wake up now.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's pretty early. Actually, on Fridays, I get up around 3 a.m. to get all my prep out of the way to do John and Gordy Show.
Oh, my. Wow. Yeah. You get up earlier than me. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, only on Fridays.
Only on Fridays.
So, you know,
you got to beat him now.
It's true. Yeah, I got to wake up at 2 or something.
No. I mean, at that point, you might as well just stay up. You know?
Sleep here. They got cots. They got couches.
Yep. Right.
Leather couches. You know, you can't beat that. Now, Dom, you just came down here. You moved to Madison. I believe you came from Oshkosh. You graduated from Oshkosh. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in this, how you ended up in TV, radio, film, and producing and radio and that kind of stuff.
Well, I was actually born in Illinois, Frankfort, Illinois, about a half an hour south of Chicago.
Okay.
Yep. That's what everyone says.
You don't like the Bears, do you?
Don't. Let's just move on.
Then I went to college at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh all 4 years. I just recently graduated with, like you said, a radio, TV, film major. And after that, you're right, I kind of came to Madison and I've been here for about 2.5 months now. And it's been amazing. It's been great. I've loved it. And I started radio freshman year of college, and I never looked back after that. I had, you know, I also worked at WIXX in Green Bay for a year.
Sure.
And so I've been kind of immersed with radio for a very long time now, and I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Dom, I met you at Atwood Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And it might be like one of your first exposures to the Madison scene. Like, what's the biggest culture shock? What's the biggest difference you've noticed between here and Illinois?
I've never been able to. Like,
she said Illinois too. She like skipped over that fact that you lived in Wisconsin.
Madison is a whole other beast.
Yeah, that's true. Well, first off, it's way colder here. Everyone says like, oh, Illinois is really cold. Not even close to the Wisconsin winters. But I would say the biggest difference is I'm able to walk around in Madison, right? I can, after work, I can just walk to you know, Ian's or Michelangelo's down here. And I can just walk down State Street, and it's an amazing experience. You know, I just feel, in Illinois, I felt like I couldn't really walk anywhere. It felt congested, right? Mm. I don't know what it was, but Madison's very open, very lively. Like you said, the music here is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the main reason why I kind of moved here and I haven't left. And I don't plan on leaving.
That's Madison for you.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yep.
I came here in 1986.
Really?
And I got into playing with bands and being in the music scene, and I could never leave.
Yeah.
And I think Madison's music scene is most unique and interesting because there's so little cover music here and so much original music. I always tell people that, you know, here in Madison, we're walking around drunk on original music, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just everywhere. So I think that's a little different. But Oshkosh is a very interesting scene in and of itself. Now, Terry Barr,
right,
our co-host here at MagSync Radio, she is from the University of Oshkosh as well.
She's an alum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Now, how many pairs of overalls do you have in your closet?
Too much.
You know? She's asking the good questions here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's, what do they call that? Osh Vegas.
Osh Vegas, yes. Oh, man, that's what everyone knows. Osh Vegas, yeah. I mean, in Lake Winnebago, I mean, they always associate that with Oshkosh as well.
Yep.
But, man, I also miss Oshkosh. I won't lie. Oshkosh is it's an awesome college scene, and that's also why I went there for college, too. But, oh, man, I do miss college.
And you picked Oshkosh from living in Illinois.
Yes, correct. Right? Yeah, and it was mainly because of the radio TV film curriculum that they have, the program. And
yeah,
it was amazing.
It's a really good school.
It really is. It really is. I got to talk to Terry Barr about that now.
Yeah.
I have to. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terry Barr. That's MagSync Radio, making the connections. Yeah.
And, you know, she was an anchor here in Madison on Channel 3, News 3. Wow. She was also an anchor up in Green Bay for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When the Packers went to the Super Bowl, she was chumming around with Brett Favre and all those guys. So she's, she has some cred, man.
Yeah.
She's awesome. So it'll be great.
Terry knows some people.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that's interesting is you are not necessarily a musician with instruments, but you do beats.
I do a little bit of beats on the, yeah.
Let's hear about that.
Yeah, yeah. There's this program called Ableton Live.
Yeah.
And I have an apartment right now, and I just kind of I have the live full version of it. It's about like $50 a month, and I just kind of play beats off of it. I do strings, I do all sorts of stuff on there, and I try to make my own beats and try to make my own songs. I've just started, so it's a very recent thing for me. But my roommate was saying, "What are you doing? Why is the music so loud in our apartment?" And I'm like, "Relax, man. You know, go to sleep. All right,
I got some woofers going on."
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
He's stumping in bed, waking up. What's going on? Here?
No noise complaints yet, but we'll see.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so cool. We are here. Thank you so much for sitting in, Dom. That's so awesome.
No problem.
We're glad you're with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Show Monday through Fridays.
Right.
You can listen right here on 92.7 FM.